I step in the funny.
Step in the funny.
Long time ago.
Long time ago.
Well, it was Shadrach.
Shadrach, Meshach,
and Abednego.
Abednego.
I'll tell you, they won't worry. Oh, this I know.
This I know.
'Cause I know Jesus.
Jesus, he will fix.
Oh, I know Jesus.
Jesus, he will fix.
Oh, after a while.
After a while.
Lord, I stepped in the funny. Long time ago. Oh, and was Shadrach and Abednego. I tell you, they weren't worried. Oh, this I know. 'Cause I know Jesus. Oh, I know Jesus. Oh, I know Jesus.
Jesus, he will fix.
I know he fixes by my mother.
Jesus, he will fix.
I know he fixes by my father.
Jesus, he will fix.
I know he fixes by my sister.
Jesus, he will fix.
I know he fixes by my brother.
Jesus, he will fix.
You fix it for you.
Jesus,
he'll fix it for me.
Jesus, he will fix.
Oh, after a while.
After
oh,
a
while. Oh, praise his wonderful name. Oh, praise his name. Oh, bless his name. Bless the name of the Lord, oh my soul. And everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Because he's worthy. I said he's worthy to be praised. Lift up your head, oh ye gates. And be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. I want to thank Brother Rutledge for an excellent song service this morning.
Amen.
Brother Sperling for a tremendous reading of the scripture.
Amen.
Brother Bailey for an eloquent prayer.
Amen.
And for Brother Jeremy Gray.
Amen.
I'll tell you, it ain't much he can't do.
Amen.
Praise God for a beautiful invocation.
Amen.
And let me correct something, too. I want to give a shout out to Sister Valerie McBride, who was another one of our outstanding coordinators.
Amen.
She ain't just good looking. She can do stuff, too. Praise God. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Amen. I know that it's been a challenging week, and we try to be relevant in this ministry. So I want to call your attention this morning to the gospel according to Matthew. Jay is a little hot in here to me. Y'all a little hot? Yes, Lord. I thought it was just me, but I thank you, Brother Sperling. Amen. Y'all don't want the air, we just going to turn that down, all right? Amen. If y'all need the air, we'll give you that too. Y'all want the air?
No.
They don't want the air, Jay. we'll reduce the level. Matthew chapter 16, verses 1 through 3. You have that? Say amen. Matthew chapter 16, verses 1 through 3. And the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came, tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red, lowering. O ye hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the time. In verse 4, read, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. There shall be no sign given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. Using that text, I want to share a special message entitled this morning, Life Lessons from Inclement Weather. Can you say amen to that? Life lessons from inclement weather. Jesus, being the master teacher, use the weather as an indictment against the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who were his staunchest opponents and critics. And he said to them, you can look at the sky and determine what the weather is going to be like, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. The weather is an important part of all our lives. We all are affected by the weather. Amen. And I didn't notice, but in this text, I see Sister Fairweather's name. You say it would be fair weather, for the sky is red. Praise God. Amen. Now, when I define my terms, weather is the state of the atmosphere, dealing with temperature, whether it's cloudy, rainy, or any other meteorological condition. Amen. Sometimes we have fair weather. Sometimes we have foul weather. The word inclement means not pleasant. It could be rainy, stormy, or even snowy. A lesson is a moment of instruction, a period of instruction where we are being taught, or we are learning, we are comprehending, we are grasping lessons. Life can have many teachable moments. Life will teach. The question is, will we learn? Nobody can ever say that I've gotten to a point in my life I don't need to learn anything else about life. Life will always be in session. School will always be in session when it comes down to life. Nobody can ever say, I don't care how many calendar years have rolled by, nobody can say, I've learned all I need to learn. We will always be in the great school of life. Amen. And we can learn lessons from life. We should learn lessons in life. Because somebody said, if you don't learn the lessons, you can't pass the test. Joy Santayana said, they who do not learn the lessons of the past are doomed to repeat the mistakes of the past. So life is always in session. And whether you know it or not, the world is God's classroom. God can take a bird and teach us a lesson. God could take an ant and teach us a lesson. God could take a lamb and teach us a lesson. God could take a rock and teach us a lesson. God could take a star and teach us a lesson. God could even take the weather. Did y'all hear what I said? And teach us a lesson. So this morning, and I know some of you have some great stories to tell. I talked with several of you, and I tell you, it's been amazing what you've been through. But ain't God good? And I tell you, he's not good some of the time. He's good. And somebody need to recognize that. Is that right? So this morning, just two ideas. Number one, I want you to see the blame game and finger point. Yeah, the blame game and finger point. And finally, life lessons from inclement weather. Now, if you know anything about life at all, if you are in touch with wisdom and understanding, you have to understand that in life, people are eager to take the credit but run from the blame. Is that all right? And I tell you, the blame game began in the Garden of Eden. Amen. When Adam and Eve messed up, Brother West, they messed up. Yes, they did, and messed us up too. And when Adam ate the forbidden fruit and God called him into account, instead of Adam manning up, taking his responsibility, he said, this woman you gave to be with me, she gave me from the tree, and yes, I did eat. When God confronted the woman, she, instead of stepping up and said, I messed up, she said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. We can learn a lot from the book of Genesis about the blame game and finger point. Well, let's fast forward 1,000 years to last week. Amen. And we see the blame game and finger point as authorities and meteorologists are going back and forth about what happened, because it was a nightmare. The snow came down, the temperature didn't rise. We had gridlock. We had motorists stranded on freeways. We had teachers and children stuck at school. Right. Say amen if you can. We had workers, Brother Wyatt, stuck at work. Amen. Amen. We had a mess. Amen. Is that all right? But we have to give some meteorologists credit. They stepped up and said, we missed it. This is a busted weather report. You got to give some people credit for that, but of course, the fingers are pointing back and forth. It's your fault, it's my fault. But whoever fault it is, people were affected in an adverse way because of what happened. And the question is, what lessons can we learn from this situation? You know, God has a way of really getting folks' attention. Is that all right? And let us know that he's still God. And he's still on the throne, Brother Wyatt. And he's still God all by himself. Amen. I know we sometimes get so caught up in life and living and forget about God, ignore God, but God has a way. When he gets ready, God can stop the world. Amen. Is that right? Amen. So there are some lessons to be learned from life lessons. Let me share a few of them. Brother Wyatt, if you will come up here, Doc. You know, the Bible talks about the weather a lot. Did you know that? Did you know your Bible talks about the weather a lot? In Job 37, I'm going to have these read, 22. Then Proverbs 20, 25, 20. And I want you to have these read about the Bible talks about the weather. If you have Job 37, 22, what does that say, Brother Wyatt?
Fair weather.
Fair weather. There you are again, says fair weather. Fair weather.
Cometh out of the north.
Cometh out of the north.
With God is terrible majesty.
But with God is terrible
majesty.
Majesty. Now, if you go to Proverbs 25, 20, I think that's what I want. I may have that in reverse, but I think it's 25, 20, Brother Wyatt. What does that say?
As he that taketh away a garment in cold weather.
As he that taketh away a garment in what kind of weather?
Cold weather.
What kind of weather?
Cold weather.
Cold weather. Watch this.
And as vinegar.
And as vinegar.
Upon nitre.
Upon nitre. And nitre is soda. Now if you put vinegar on soda.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have an explosion. That right?
Right.
Amen. Read it.
So is he.
So is he.
That singeth songs.
That singeth songs.
To an heavy heart.
So you know, if somebody is depressed and down and you're trying to sing a song to somebody who pressed and down and don't want to hear it, you're like a man taking away your coat when it's cold.
My Lord.
You like somebody pouring vinegar on soda. Is that right? And then in our text in Matthew chapter 16, Jesus said, you hypocrites, you can look at the sky, and if the sky is red in the evening, you say the weather is going to be fair. If the sky is red in the morning, you say the weather is going to be foul. He said, if the clouds are lowering, that is, it's overcast like it is today. Amen. You say the weather is going to be a certain kind of way. Matthew chapter 7, Jesus talked about the weather. He said the rain descended. The floods came. The winds blew and beat upon that house, but it fell not because it was founded upon a rock. You don't always have nice weather. Can you say amen to that? You don't always have nice, that's life. You don't always have good days. I mean, some days, even men have bad hair days. Is that all right? Some days you don't feel like combing your hair. Y'all might well come on and talk to me. Amen. Our every time is not always a nice day. Amen. Even singers have sang about the weather, Claudia. Lena Horne said, I don't know why there's no sun up there in the sky. Stormy weather. Since me and my man ain't together, it keeps raining and raining. Is that all right? The temptation said, I got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May. Well, I guess you say, what can make me feel this way? My girl. I'm talking about my girl. Then they had another song about the weather. Sunshine, blue sky, please go away. My girl has found another, and she's gone away. With her went my future, my life is filled with gloom. Day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. You see, I know them songs because I used to be a temptation. Is that all right? Johnny Nash said, I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. Oh, I can see all obstacles in my way. The dark cloud that had blinded me is going to be a bright, bright sunshine. Didn't they sing about the weather? Then the dramatic said, I want to go outside. In the rain, it may sound. See, I knew y'all knew that. But I want to go outside in the rain, which lets you know that weather is a very important part of life. We talk about the weather. We read about the weather. We sing about the weather. I wouldn't imagine that in the day that all of us on some level check to see what the weather is all about. Let me give you a few lessons, and we're going to close this lesson from the weather. What are some lessons we can learn? Because we shouldn't go through an experience like we went through. And we thank God for the weather people who do get it right. They don't always get it right, but we thank God for the time they get it right. Amen. And they keep us out of harm's way. Can we say amen to that? Amen. We thank God for those instances when they do get it right. But let me share a few lessons with you about this weather. Number one, man is not in control, but God is. Man is not in control, but God is. Amen. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. All the silver and the gold belongs to God. The cattle upon a thousand hills belongs to God. Is that all right? The God who laid the foundation of the world and stretched the line upon it when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. The God who shut up the sea with doors when it broke forth as if it had issued from the womb. This God has a way of commanding and arresting our attention like no one else can. Man does not control the weather, but God does. Did you know that? Let me prove it from the Bible that God controls the weather, because some people don't believe that. I need God controls the ice and God controls the snow. In Job 38:22, Brother White, Man is not in control. You know, you can want to be successful. You can go to school, get a degree, build a business. But you know what God can do in one day? Send a tornado through, destroy your business, and if you ain't careful, destroy you. Is that all right? So it depends on the weather. A lot of stuff depends on the weather. And we don't control the weather. Is that right? What does Job 38:22 say, Brother White? Listen to this.
Hast thou not entered?
Hast thou not entered?
Into the treasures of the snow?
Into the treasures. God says, I got treasures of snow and ice. And folks talking about us, well, y'all didn't get but 2 inches. But that's enough. We ain't got to get 8 inches. But there's a good gracious of life. Is that all right? Amen. Read it again, Brother White.
Hast thou not entered?
Hast thou not entered?
Into the treasures of the snow?
Into the treasures of the snow. Read.
Or hast thou seen?
Hast thou seen?
The treasures of the hail?
The treasures of the hail. Hail ain't nothing but ice. Man doesn't control the weather. He may try to predict it. But do you know God controls the weather? God controls the sun. Here's what he said. He said, I make my sun to shine on the evil and the good. And I send my rain on the just and the unjust. We all need the sunshine. We don't control it. We all need the rain. We don't control it. And whether we know it or not, even God has a purpose for the snow and the ice. Maybe I can't understand it. I can't see it. But God has a purpose for the snow as well as the ice. So this lets me know that man does not control. That's why they point the fingers, because they don't have control. That's why the meteorologist saying one thing and the government officials saying another thing, because really they don't have control. Here's a second lesson. Write it down. Man doesn't know everything, but God does. Amen. Man doesn't know everything. Sometime man gets it right. Sometime man gets it wrong. But God never gets it wrong. God never has to guess. How many mistakes have you made in your life? How many mistakes you going to make in the future? Can't tell. Is that all right? But guess what? God has never made a mistake. God has never uttered a word he had to take back. Is that right? So God knows everything. Listen to Paul talking about the great intellect and wisdom of God in Romans chapter 11, verses 33 to 36. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who have known the mind of the Lord? Or who have been his counselor? Who have first given unto him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again. For of him, to him, through him, are all things. Well, what should be my response to the fact that God knows everything? Now, let's keep it real. We got to trust some men. You got to trust some man. And you do trust men. You fix the brakes on your car. All y'all fix your brakes? Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk to me on that. All y'all can fix y'all furnace? Air conditioning? Who you gonna call? Jeremy? I know who you gonna call. Huh? And guess what? You trust them. Is that right? You've got to trust somebody. People talk about, well, I don't trust. Yeah, you got to trust somebody. You can't help it. You got to trust somebody. You got to trust somebody. You just got to figure out, who can I trust? But when it comes down to God, your supreme trust. Now, God has allowed some quality folks to come into my life. I trust their thinking. I trust their judgment. It doesn't mean they're infallible. But they bless my life with their thinking and their judgment. But I don't put them up there with God. My supreme allegiance belongs to the Lord. Because he doesn't make mistakes. Amen? Let me tell you something. All of us make mistakes, but try not to make none. Is that all right? And don't you, and listen, don't you walk around here if a mistake has got your life in a headlock. Got your life, I want to tear it up here. Got your life in a headlock. I got them real wide. Got your life in a headlock. And you running around here and don't want to admit you done made a mistake. And the only thing worse than making a mistake, we all make them, is to prolong it. Now, you got to learn some lessons. Here's the third lesson. Warnings are valuable. Warnings are valuable. Warnings is a sign that something bad is coming. And people in life need warnings because life ain't all pretty. Everything in life ain't pretty. If you teach your kids everything in life is pretty, you're doing them a great disservice. Everything in life ain't good. So I need warnings in my life. Amen. That's why the Bible says, listen, the Bible says evil company corrupt good morals. The Bible says be careful with the company you keep. I tell my outstanding young black men, be careful about the company you keep. I tell my beautiful black sisters, be careful with the company you keep. Huh? Baby boy don't know me and you no good, girl. Preach, Moss. May not get no help, but you better watch yourself. Is that all right? The Bible says sin is dangerous and deadly. And if you die in your sin, that's a warning. That's a warning. If you die in your sin, where Jesus is, you can't come. And the only way you can die in sin, you got to be living in it. You can't die in Arizona if you stay in Alabama all your life. Is that all right? So Jesus said, if you die in your sin where I am, you can't come. And so the people in the debate in Atlanta, and they having a debate with the governor and the mayor, and the governor said, we ain't had no idea Sister Johnson's going to be this bad. Putting on the weather folks. And the other folk pointed back, no, don't put it on us. They told them, they said, we told you at 3 o'clock in the morning. We told you at 3 o'clock in the morning that the thing done shifted. You let the folks go to work and to school. And then when you saw, you got a mess on your hand. Everybody go home. Hurry, hurry, hurry. get. And now you got gridlock. Brother Rutledge is an outstanding tractor trailer driver. And Rutledge told me that even tractor trailer can't handle no ice. Is that right? That right, Sam? Why? They can't handle. So the folks in Atlanta said, we told y'all. Well, the Bible got a warning. Judgment is coming. You gonna pay attention to it? You gonna ignore that warning? You just gonna live the way you wanna live in sin, big enough to do what you wanna do, disregard God, and live any kind of way you wanna live, and you think you still gonna be all right? There are some people who won't accept warnings. Here's another lesson. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. The debate has raged between the different viewpoints. Some say knowledge is power. Some say knowledge is potential power that becomes actual power when it is applied. Amen? But let me say this to you. As we go down the road of life, you've got to embrace, and I want to say this carefully. All of us have to embrace thoughts and habits and behaviors that will build the kind of life that we want to build in Christ. Now, if you want to build the kind of life, and you know, all of us could build a great life. It's gonna take effort, but we can build it. But in my life, I've got to do the things. I got to embrace the behaviors, the habits that will contribute to the kind of life I'm trying to build in Christ. Because all of us are trying to build a life in Christ. It takes knowledge to do that. So this storm should teach us about the importance of knowledge. And then here's another one. Some things, life sometime will, inclement weather will take you to a place you don't want to go, and you'll stay longer than you intended to stay. Are y'all feeling this? Precious, we keep talking about we won't pay. How many want patience? Y'all sure y'all want patience? We keep talking about it. We keep praying about it, Brother Spurlin, and we say we want patience. Y'all want patience? Thank you. Thank you, Princess. Thank you, Princess. She said yes. But you know, we say we want patience, but then we get upset when we can't get it right now, R-A-T. Amen? That's why sometime in the store, I'm jumping from line to line. Then when I get in that line, that slow up and then get the... I should have stayed where I was, Sir Smith. I'm jumping from line to line because I... Well, guess what, y'all? God helped all of us to work on our patience. Amen. Because you know how patience is born? It's born through frustration. Anybody get frustrated this week? It's born through irritation. It's born through things happening that ain't going the way you wanted them to go. Amen. Somebody told me, I'm tired of being in this house. Well, you can't go nowhere. You might be tired. Huh? You might be tired. Brother Ben, it was so rough, man. I went to Walmart, they was closed. I said, well, I go to Winn-Dixie. They close up. Winn-Dixie closed too. Said, well, I go to 7-Eleven then. Get me some snacks. Praise God. Life sometimes will take you places and make you stay longer than you intended to stay because we say we want patience, but when God sends a little adversity, oh God, oh Lord, help me to be careful what I pray for. Is that all right? Lord, help me to learn how to wait on you. Is that right? They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings like eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. Is that right? So all of us had to just stand still. God said, be still and know that I'm God. And then finally, here's a real big one. Here's the final lesson. This storm taught us that people need people. Amen. Now, I know we sometimes don't get it. I know sometimes we get to living life and I don't need nobody. I make it by myself. But you know what this storm did? It didn't matter. Unless you like Mr. Lewis back there with a four-wheel drive. Most of us ain't got four-wheel drive. All right? Most of us were spinning like Sam White. Pray. And like Peter Moss, I'm out there sliding too, why? Yeah, out there sliding, man, trying to get some gas. Just slide. Praise God. Is that all right? But it did not matter whether you were black or white. You had black people helping white people and white people helping black people. It didn't matter whether you were educated or uneducated out of that snow. Didn't matter if you had a PhD, you out there stuck. I got a PhD, so what? You stuck. It doesn't matter about, doesn't matter how much money you got in the bank. Didn't matter whether you were male or female. And sometimes God has to force us to see. Because we all can live so selfishly. It's all about me. It really ain't all about you. It ain't all about me. It's about us. Is that all right? I need you as much as you need me. You cannot live in this world by yourself. And what was so amazing about this storm, people who didn't even know people were helping them. Didn't matter what your skin color was. So God say, I'm going to put you in a situation where folks you've been overlooking, I'm going to make you regard them. The Bible puts it this way, no man lives unto himself, no man dies unto himself, Romans 14:7. John Donne put it this way, no man is an island in tire of himself, but every man is a piece of the colony and a part of the main. Any man's death diminishes me, for I am involved in mankind. And then the poet said, never sin to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. So this storm taught me that I need. And as Brother Rutledge said in his comments this morning, we thank God for the emergency people, the police officers who are out there in that treacherous weather trying to help people. We thank God for the teachers, amen, who stayed at school. Thank you, Sister Fairweather. Thank you, Valerie. Thank you, Principal Rachel. What other teachers we got? Faye, was you stuck, girl? No. You weren't stuck. Well, thank you anyway. Praise God. Is that all right? Yeah. But people need people. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. Because God's got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole wide world in his hand. And you know, sometime in life, God moves in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps upon the sea, and he rides upon the storm. I'm glad this morning, Sister Blanson, I know the man that not only made the weather, but can control the weather. He said, because all power in heaven and in earth is given unto me. Is that all right? Brother Sperling read that one day, I know he controlled the weather, y'all, because one day out on the blue bosom of the Galilee Sea, the storm king swept down Samwise. And when he stepped down, the wind began to howl, and the waves began to rise, and the ship began to rock, and the ship began to reel, and the ship began to sink. Is that all right? And the disciples got so afraid. They said, Master, oh, Master, is that all right? When you get in a storm, you better know who to call. Is that all right? You ought to say, Master, don't you care that we perish? Is that all right? And then the one who said, let there be light, and there was light, woke up from his sleep. Is that all right? The one who created the rolling hills and the flowing streams got up from his sleep. Is that all right? The one who made blinded eyes see and crippled legs walk, Sam White, got up from his sleep. Is that all right? The one who created the heaven and the earth got up from his sleep. Is that all right? And he said, peace be still. Is that all right? Peace be still. He said, hush. Is that all right? Hush. Is that all right? And there was a tranquility and a serenity that arrested the sea. Is that all right? I know a man who can control the water. I know a man who can calm the sea. Is that all right? I know a man who controls the rain. Is that all right? I know a man who controls the wind. And that's why somebody said, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. And I know you didn't see him if you were out there on the road, but God had his angels watching over you. Is that all right? That's why somebody can say all night and all day, the angels are watching over me. Is that all right? And sometimes an angel can be a black man. Sometimes an angel can be a white man. Sometimes an angel can be a male. Sometimes an angel can be a female. Is that all right? But all I know is that the angels are watching over me. Is that all right? And I'm so glad all of y'all are all right. Is that all right? Ain't God good? But the only question is, what lessons have we learned? We got to learn some lessons from inclement weather. Y'all enjoying this weather? You glad you can go? You can leave today when you get ready? You ain't stuck here, is it? I expect if you know you're going to be stuck, you'd be getting up out of here quick. Is that right? Praise God. Stand on your feet. That's the message this morning. That's the message. Life lessons from inclement weather. And Jesus is saying this morning to somebody, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. What a magnificent, majestic picture. And Jesus says, if you'll open the door. And there's a painting, if you've seen this painting, that on this door that the Lord purportedly is standing before, there is no latch on the outside. It says, somebody asked the author, why didn't you put a latch on the outside of the door? He said, you made a mistake. He said, no, I didn't make a mistake. Because that door represents the door of your heart. And only you can open that door from the inside. Is that right? And Jesus Christ is saying to you, wherever you are, I'm standing at the door and I'm knocking. How many times have you already told the Lord no? I want to tell you this. The only reason you and the Lord aren't as close as you should be is because you won't let him in. All right. But if you let him in, and God knows I need the Lord in my life, can you say amen to this? That's why we say, in the midst of my trials, Lord, give me. How many can sing through a storm? Isn't that awesome? I know I can cry through one, but can I sing through one? In the midst of my trials, Lord, give me a song. Perhaps there's somebody here who needs to come back to the Lord. Somebody here needs to rededicate your life to the Lord. Somebody here needs to confess your sin. Lord, I've sinned. I've fallen short. Lord, please forgive me. And what I love about the Lord is the Lord is interested in people who ain't got it all together. Huh? They asked the Lord, they said, Lord, why you keep eating with sinners? Why you keep eating with sinners? These no good folks. These folks, they ain't got their life right. Jesus said, sick folk, brother, well folks don't need a doctor. But I've come to minister to sick folks. And the church, in a sense, is like a hospital. Did you know that? We got some people in intensive care. We got some people in the emergency room, and we got some people on a regular floor. But the bottom line is all of us here need Jesus. Can you say amen to that? And all of us need each other. Amen? And some of us have been saying to the Lord, no, too long. Why not? God brought you through this storm. Didn't he do that? Who brought you through it? Did you thank him? Amen. Amen. You ought to draw closer to him. Is that right? Well, how can I do it? If you are not a Christian, you can come to Christ by having faith in him as the Son of God. He's proven to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead. He is God's Son. He is alive today. You can come to him by repenting of your sins, confessing him as Lord, and being immersed in water for the remission of your sin. That immersion connects you with the blood of Jesus, makes you a child of God. If you are an erring Christian, if you're a child of God and you've fallen away, you can restore that relationship by repenting, confessing, and praying. And the Lord, the blood still will work in your behalf. The blood works in baptism. for an alien sinner, and the blood works for an erring child of God in repentance, confession, and prayer. Because it is our only hope of eternal life. So if there's anyone here today, I've learned a lesson, and I want to, my brother Moss, I know where I'm not where I need to be. Maybe this morning you ain't ready, and this is going to sound strange, but I'm just keeping it real. You might say, well, I ain't quite ready to do what I need to do, but would the church just pray for me? That sounds crazy, doesn't it? But it really ain't. It's where people are. And maybe if somebody praying for you, that begins to move you. Amen. Because some of us know we in sin this morning, but we ain't ready to give it up. Hello? I know there's stuff in my life I need to do something about, but on some levels I ain't got the strength to deal with it. Can you say amen to that? I know it's there. I know I ain't where I need to be, but I just need somebody to pray for me. Because people need help. Amen. And keep this in mind, you ain't always been this pretty. So we extend the Lord's invitation. We're so thankful to extend it for all of you beautiful people. So if you need it, if you need prayer this morning, whatever you need, this is the place to get it. You need salvation, this is the place to get it this morning. Amen? Amen. This week, Sister Claudia, I had some moments of just depression. I just felt down. You ever just felt discouraged? Amen. I just felt discouraged, Brother Earl. I just felt down. Then I prayed to the Lord, and I felt better. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Yeah, prayer can change things. Amen. Give me a song to sing like Jesus. Who when I am, when I'm face to face, Lord, with my storm. Lord, give me the voice. Oh, yeah, the word. When my
enemies,
in the midst of my trial, Lord, give me a song.